AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the Russian military, has killed at least 52 people, including a number of children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In Bucha, a suburb of the capital city, Kyiv, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Embracing her historic Supreme Court confirmation, Ketanji Brown Jackson noted the centuries it has taken for a black woman to be named to the nation's highest court. During the White House celebration, she thanked President Biden for having faith in her.
It is the greatest honor of my life to be here with you at this moment, standing before my wonderful family, many of my close friends, your distinguished staff and guests, and the American people.
Two men have been acquitted. There have been no verdicts for two others in their trial on charges of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor.
A federal jury in Grand Rapids found Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta not guilty of kidnapping conspiracy and weapons charges in an alleged plot to grab Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home before the 2020 election. Family members gasped with joy, and the two men embraced their lawyers when the judge said they were free after 18 months in jail. The jury could not agree on verdicts for alleged plot leaders Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., and the U.S. attorney has indicated it's likely they'll be tried again. Fox's defense attorney, Michael Hill.
Our governor was never in any danger, and I think the jury, even though they didn't get all of it, they smelled enough of it.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said the outcome is disappointing, while Whitmer's office released a statement that Americans are living through the normalization of political violence. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. A Louisiana state police official is on leave amid an internal investigation into the 2019 arrest and death of Ronald Green. Mike Gracia has the latest details.
Superintendent Colonel Lamar Davis, the head of the Louisiana State Police, put his second-in-command, Lieutenant Colonel Doug Kane, on paid administrative leave Friday. Kane faces an internal probe into the erasing of his cell phone data amid the investigation of the deadly 2019 arrest of black motorist Ronald Green. Kane is one of three top state police officials who had their cell phones sanitized as the death of Green was further investigated. Troopers initially blamed the death of Green on a car crash at the end of a high-speed chase, but long-withheld body camera video published by the Associated Press last year showed white troopers stunning, punching, and dragging Green as he wailed. Kane told a state legislative hearing last month he has nothing to hide and didn't do anything wrong. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.